views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Well, the markets are crashing all over the world, and it's pretty chaotic, the financial systems. We are probably officially in a recession. We've been there for a while. And many of the other, or there's many countries that are actually officially in depressionary, you know, territory. There's just chaos going all over the place. There's wars. There's the world of politics is just kind of entering into this whole new Twilight Zone arena. I can't believe some of the things that they're talking about. And, you know, on a daily basis, we are being bombarded with good information, bad information, and just plain old made-up information. You really don't know what's good, what's bad, what's real. And it's just a very chaotic environment that we're living in today. And it's a perfect storm for stress and anxiety and all sorts of things that makes it so that we can't perform to the highest level on what we're meant to do. Our families are struggling. The society at large isn't thriving like it could be if we didn't have all these other stressors. And we have a guest today, Dr. Pat, and she is a leader in human potential. She's quite an amazing person. She has a radio show called The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. She has been called the Oprah of talk radio. She's a number one show in Seattle and has millions of listeners around the world that listen to her. And she's won a lot of awards. She's won the Crystal Award of Excellence. She won the Aspiring Woman of the Year Award. She's won the Women's Choice Leadership Award. She's also won, her team has won just in 2014, won the International Stevie Award, which is very prestigious in the business world. So she's super interesting woman, and I'm excited to have her here. And so she's going to join us and talk about what's going on in the world and also, you know, more from her perspective of what she's doing with her network and how media is changing and how she's trying to have her positive programming help change people's lives for the better. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about something that I'm working on. I'm always talking to entrepreneurs and always working on, you know, what's new, disruption, new innovations, and, you know, the big issues. And people are always looking for financing. You know, entrepreneurs are always looking for financing. And so I'm putting together different ways that people can get financing. But what I have going on, and you can come to my website and you can see it there, is I have an option for people to get up to $250,000 at 0% interest rate for the first year and a half. And then after that, there is some options to extend it for a couple of years at 0%. But it's just this amazing product for businesses. Now you have to have the 650 credit rating or better, and it's this amazing opportunity for businesses to have some startup funding or some capital. You know, if you're going to be buying some inventory, it's more for short term, for a year and a half, 2 year kind of thing. So after that, then an interest rate pops in at about 9%. But for short term financing and for people that are trying to get a startup cash, it's excellent. So go to my webpage, 0% up to $250,000, and you can find information there on more about that. So now let's welcome Dr. Pat to the show.
Okay. Hey, Pat, welcome to the program. Hey, it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, yeah, I've been wanting to have you on for a while now. And now I got to ask you, how do you do it? How do you do everything that you're doing? You run, you do a program, your own radio show 5 days a week, plus you're building a successful international media company. How are you doing this?
Okay, so, you know, here's what I've learned over time. You know, when I first started to do this, Sarah, the bottom line was I was all by myself. I thought, I've got a passion. I got a purpose. I don't exactly know how it's all going to work out. You know, you go back 14 years ago, women were not doing this in radio. It wasn't happening. And after about 2 years, I had this idea to do this positive talk radio thing. But here's what I discovered early on. I could not do it myself. And so everything that is going on really is the basis of a team effort. And there's an amazing group of people that many folks don't even see.
Well, you have an amazing team, right? You've won awards, your team, the International Stevie Award for Best Team, which is really prestigious.
Yeah, they're cool. It's a cool team. And, you know, here's something else. So let's boo-hoo all the people out there right now in the business arena. There's a message for all of you that think multi-generational teams of people cannot work together. We have our age ranges here are 21 to 66.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So, and
that's
that business,
phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, because I've been in those situations where it's pretty testy.
Yes.
But, you know, your company, you call it Transformation Talk Radio. Now, I'm on the Conscious Business Radio Network, which is part of that. But why did you call it Transformation Talk Radio?
Well, our big network is TransformationRadio.fm. Transformation Talk Radio is, you know, our original flagship station. And, you know, the reason that we decided to call it that is and actually this is, you know, the reasons are twofold, right? One, we are very much in tune with what we've experienced over the past 8 to 10 years, very much in tune with the process, what people have been going through, the pain, what they've given up and what they've had to lose.
You mean since the whole financial crisis and everything?
Some people call it a financial crisis. People have other names for it. The bottom line is, you know, it was a shutdown in consciousness, you know, to begin with.
And so we were almost shut down before that point, if that's what you mean.
We were, that's right.
Yes.
We were.
I think it was almost a great awakening through pain.
Exactly. Exactly. Hence the name transformation. Because anything that you look at in terms of transformation has, you know, a 5 to 7 point process. And the first is always awakening.
Or pain. Something that jar you out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, pain doesn't get us to move. Pain leads to a level of awareness, a new level of awareness. That's what gets us to move. Because if pain really did get all of us to move, there'd be a whole lot more people moving.
Well, so pain gets you to have a higher level of consciousness, and then it's a higher level of consciousness that moves. But then why, you mean people wallow in pain and they never awaken and see it differently?
Absolutely. So here it is. What's the difference between somebody that's in pain and then moves to a place of awareness and somebody that's in pain and doesn't? And it's a really simple answer. It's that one person lives in the question of life. The other person lives in the problem of life.
One person is trying to make things better and constantly growing and getting better. And the other is just sitting in the present. I don't know.
Yeah, no, here, let me give you a very, very specific example, right? You're waking up and you're sitting there and you're thinking, my gosh, this is what I got to do my day. I got a great board meeting I got to do. I have this I have to do. And you get up and you go in your car and your car doesn't start, right?
Yeah, and you're going to be late now.
Your whole day comes apart. Your whole day comes apart because here you're in your car. But there are a couple things that happens. One, we go to, this is a problem and I'm going to try to solve it. Or we go to, this is a situation, and I have to ask the question, what else is possible? See, when you ask the question, what else is possible, And if you ask it every 10 seconds, regardless what's happening in your life, you will get awareness. If you're in the scenario of this is a problem and you're looking for a solution, it might take you eons to get to it. That's the difference. You know, awareness happens intuitively and instantaneously. And the only thing that blocks one person from one or the other is whether or not they're going to stop long enough to pay attention to that small and sometimes loud intuitive voice. And if you ask yourself what else is possible here, then what you get is a series of different options for yourself. But a solution might put you down a road that may or may not get you to an optimal plan. It may not get you to ultimately where you want to be.
So even though a solution might be the same thing as a transformation, a solution might also be just another way of doing it that is just like before.
Yeah, a solution kind of takes care of one dot and then the next dot and then the next dot. A transformation is when you're a 5-year-old and you're going out to eat and they hand you this thing that you sit down and you connect the dots. And a solution is one of the dots. That's your first step. A transformation is when all the dots get connected and you can see the picture.
Well, I love it whenever I have a paradigm shift. When I learn something new that opens up a big part of the fog, you know, you just have this huge paradigm shift and you're just sitting there in amazement. Wow, I just learned something. It just really changes your underlying structural thinking process. I love that.
Yeah. It's very cool, isn't it? And you know, isn't it fun that you know you're having it?
Yeah.
Isn't it fun? Isn't there a feeling that you get when the light bulb goes on? And it's a light bulb that shines a very dim light or a very bright light. It doesn't really matter, but it shines a light in a place that may be very dark. And you know, if you're in pain or have been in pain, that's a dark place, Sarah. That's dark.
Yes, it is.
Dark for a lot of people. You and I were talking about football before we got on air. You know, there are some folks right now that are looking at what happened over the weekend and they're not really in the place of thinking, wow, this is a great day today. While others are, wow, let's bask in what happened here. And by the way, did you notice the number of these wins this weekend were, what would you attribute it to? We could call it luck. We could call it
just
something.
Oh, it's luck. I'm a Vikings fan, and I know you're a Seattle fan, so that just was not fun.
It's interesting to play Monday morning quarterback if you're looking at some of this stuff, though, isn't it?
Well, it is. It was just amazing. That was just a fluke. I don't know. Like you said, you're over there in Seattle are just a very positive – spiritual group and things like that happen for you all the time. And we're not used to things like, we're used to things like that happening. That's the problem.
There's something to be said about, you know, the place that Microsoft hangs out, right? You know, there's something to be said over here about that. But I think that the thing that is really interesting to really look at in this journey is, you know, what is it that has some people figure out how to move forward and others not? Whether it's a business you're starting, whether it's, you know, a relationship you're in, why are some people able to just flow on through? What is the difference between, you know, somebody that can flow through scenarios, even some really difficult ones? And I'll tell you, the answer is how they view the world. It's their perspective and point of view.
Don't go anywhere. We will be back in a moment with Dr. Pat.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Sarah Westall with Business Game Changers, and we are resuming our interview with Dr. Pat.
For me, I was home. I lost my mother at age 6. She committed suicide. I was homeless at 17. I didn't exactly have, you know, the life that you would think about with the silver spoon. But what is it about how I was raised that helped me look at the world in a different way? Look at the opportunities, look at the things that would set you back. You know, how has my perspective on these things helped? And, you know, it's not unusual if for the people that know me and they say, wow, you know, you've got a positive talk radio network and positive talk. They're like, yeah, of course you do. And why is that? Well, I've been called Pollyanna Patty. So there's a different perspective about things that
well,
I think.
And when you enter into a project positive, just, well, we can do it. And you run into a little glitch and, oh, no problem. Let's figure it out. We can do it. And you just keep moving forward. There's a big difference of being able to get that done versus, you know, dwelling on the negatives as they happen.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Well, the media business has changed a lot over the years, and you've been in this business for a while. Media control has been significantly consolidated, especially in radio. Mm-hmm. What problems exist due to the consolidation?
I'll tell you what, I mean, if I had to think of, you know, what some of the, you know, stumbling blocks might be, here's what I think. I think that the further away from your audience that you get, the further away you get to finding out what they really want. That's what happens. Now, what do I even mean by this? Okay. So let's take a real example. You know, 20, 30 years ago, the landscape of radio changed, and then the format of radio changed. And all of a sudden you find now radio is the media that is mostly owned. It's, you know, by corporations right now, but the programming is fit for a certain demographic. Arbitron did a study about 10 years ago. You know, now the Arbitron is not Arbitron anymore, but they did the study about 10 years ago. And all of a sudden they recognized that millions of women left talk radio and left radio in general. So the question came up, why did they leave? Well, the answer is easy, Sarah. I mean, you and I work with organizations. You're not going to provide something for an organization that they don't want. But yet this is what we've done with the radio arena. You know, we think we're on track, but we're not. I'm watching the folks over in Belgium. And, you know, a lot of what we're doing here in Transformation Radio is akin to that. Folks want choices and they want to know how to get them. They want a multiple platform so that they might today want to listen to something that's very deeply about business. Tomorrow they want to listen to something very deeply about love. And they want to be able to know, what are my choices and how easy is it for me to get that?
What is the one demographic and the stereotypical thing that these other companies are doing and making a mistake with?
Well, I think eliminating women from your demographic as a viable listening audience is a major. I think that's a major.
It is when they're 50% of the population.
But more than that, they hold almost 84% of the buying power. 92% of all moms over 35 years old have smartphones. And we have now recently discovered that these moms over 35 with their smartphones that are not supposed to be demographic, they take us in the car on the road with them. They are plugged in more hours a day than any other demographic. And yet, what have we done? Completely left them out of the search. Completely. Why is it? Tell me this. Why is it that every time we do those Super Bowl commercials or big sports commercials, do the Clydesdales with the kids crying get the number? Why? Why is it that commercials like that get the number one vote? It's because they are appealing to a demographic that exists but doesn't get counted. They've been our demographic for close to 13 years. And, you know, we've said over and over again, these are folks that listen. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, men are not listening, but we have a demographic that has decided, I'm going to listen to the types of media that are going to give me information and make my life easier because I'm busy. I'm working. I'm doing family stuff. I'm very busy. And I want to find out ways to make my life easier.
Well, and that's everybody right now, right? And so it's you're doing that with a more broader audience. Same thing, but with a broader audience.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I think when you put it together, the dividing factor in looking at all of this is people want to know, how can I make my life easier? And how can I do that in a way that clearly fits my particular lifestyle? And that's really the difference. You know, television is changing. I don't know if you've seen this. You know, the old model.
Oh, huge.
Oh, it's huge.
Well, because of the number of stations and and I've noticed that the quality of writing lately has, maybe to combat the changes, has gotten a lot better.
You know, they didn't give Netflix not 5 minutes of success. You know that, right? Netflix.
Yeah, they just wrote them off as probably not going to. Yeah.
Okay. Netflix and Amazon. Who doesn't have those?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it changed the game.
Exactly. But what is it about though? What is it about those two entities that have changed the game? And that's what we look at. I look at myself and I say, what is it about my Amazon Prime account that I look at that I like? What don't I like? And are they willing to change to meet the changing needs of people? And that's, you know, the answer to the question. For us, we're not attached to one of the five mega corporations that have a very, very strict infrastructure that to do some of the things we're doing today, Sarah, it would take at least a year just to get it to the board to make it happen.
Well, and big companies, you know, in the high tech space, and you know, I talk to innovators all the time and people just doing amazing things. And the big companies in the high tech space know that most of the innovation comes from smaller companies. Five times the patents come from smaller companies. And so the process of innovation has almost been mechanized, where they fund smaller companies, innovation, patents occur there, they get the business going, and then they buy them out. And so it's almost been a mechanized process. It's pretty interesting, but you know, they're a little bit ahead of the curve than, you know, compared to other business, you know, different industries.
Yeah. You know, there's a thing that I love, especially some of the things that Steve Jobs has said. And of course, you know, of course, Steve Jobs getting a lot of attention now, especially with the movie that had come out about him. And, you know, his passing was sad for a lot of reasons, right? But, you know, some of the things that I love what he said, I mean, I remember, you know, once he was talking, he said, look, sometimes when you innovate, you're going to make mistakes. You know, so what do you do about those? Well, you admit them quickly. You get on with improving, your other innovations.
You pivot quick.
Pivot quick. And, you know, this is really the difference, don't you think, Sarah, between having the ability as an organization to pivot quickly versus an organization that cannot.
Well, and also having the open mind to be able to pivot. A lot of times in a big corporate structure, the bureaucracy, the minds, you know, it's just a big quagmire of problems, and that you can't pivot because the people don't, there isn't this concept of sunk costs. They don't know, they don't know how to pivot. You have to keep trotting along in the same path until somebody comes down from the mountain and tells you to do a different direction. Whereas a small company just operates completely differently.
You know, here's this. This is interesting. One of the things we were looking at here recently about our technology that's being developed, somebody asked me, was interviewed a couple of weeks ago, and somebody asked me, well, tell us about what you're developing. And I said, well, you know, I can tell you about Hubert. I could tell you Hubert, and I could tell you about what that is. And I could tell you about Rita, and I could tell you what that is. But I can't tell you about it in the context of what's already developed, what to compare it to. And they asked me, Sarah, they said, well, why can't you do that? I said, because you see, we're not developing this based on comparing it to what somebody else has. What's being developed is based on 13 years of listener feedback, host feedback, client feedback, and the general world of demand in communication. And I was looking at a quote, and again, it said something like, be a yardstick of quality. Some people aren't used to an environment where excellence is expected. I did research a number of years ago, and I interviewed, you know, close to 1,200 people, and I was talking with them about keeping promises, psychological contracts. And I remember I started to ask people about integrity. What is integrity? And believe it or not, integrity is one of the most used words we have in business. And the least defined,
yeah.
The least defined. There's no real definition. And so here's what they told me. They said integrity, and this is, I'm talking about thousands of people, and you kind of whittle it down, right?
Sure.
Be accountable for doing what one says one will do. That was 88%. Be trustworthy, 80%. Be fair in dealing with others, 72%. Show respect and honor the dignity of others, 96%. Have a moral and ethical standard, 64%. And it was summed up very beautifully as this. We don't cut corners. We don't sell seconds. We don't advertise fraudulently. We're going to do everything above board in compliance with rules and regulations. We treat each other with respect and high regard, and every interaction should be of that nature. Everything and everyone will be treated in the same way. Address issues immediately and truthfully and honestly, and make sure everything is clearly communicated and clearly demonstrated. This was by a woman who was just told that her big corporation was filing bankruptcy and she was out of a job. And when asked, this is what she had to say about the integrity in her company.
So did she think her company had integrity?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't, go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, what it said and, you know, what she was saying is this is what it means. We don't cut corners. You know, and when you continue along the line and you hear what else she had to say of a company that had to file bankruptcy, she said all along the way, we knew. They told us. We knew what was at risk.
Oh, I see.
We all were pulling together. We're trying to say, and by the way, I'm not able to say the company's name, but I'll tell you what happened to this company. You know, this particular company, you know, did not have to go to the ultimate demise of folding and shutting down. They were, because of the behavior of the people, the organization, the clarity, being able to rise up, even in one of the worst scenarios, they were merged and are doing quite well today.
Well, good for them, because that's a good story, because a lot of businesses are in that scenario, especially in this last decade, where wonderful people, wonderful companies were put in bad spots.
Yeah.
And you want to see people who have integrity, as you defined it, be able to keep going, because you don't want them to fold. You want those kind of companies to make it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You are listening to Business Game Changers, and we need to take a short station break.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Business Game Changers, and we'll be back with Dr. Pat again in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my financing that I have found for businesses and startups and so forth. It's zero collateral and 0% interest rate for up to $250,000. And it is an introductory rate that you can get for a year and a half or even up to like 3 years, depending on how that works. They've been able to stretch that out for some people, but a year and a half for certain. And it's an excellent program for new businesses or businesses needing some capital, and it doesn't have the need for collateral. So give me or come to my website at sarahwestall.com for this excellent opportunity for you. And now we will be talking with Dr. Pat again.
Well, but those are the game changers though, aren't they?
Well, long term they are. You know, if you have the right attitude and you also have to have an innovator's mindset. Right. You can't be afraid to do things. You said innovation has failures. Well, those failures can't in turn make you afraid. You have to be able to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody fails. And you might fail publicly and make a fool out of yourself, but that doesn't mean you're going to stop trying.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if we're on the radio, we will be publicly, right?
You know, it's really interesting. I remember as a kid, I grew up in the Bronx. I grew up in the projects in the Bronx.
With Jennifer Lopez?
I grew up with Jennifer. Yeah. Yeah. We were in the hood together.
Did you actually know her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, kind of joke about that. The Bronx is actually a pretty big place when you think about it. You know, the home of White Castle hamburgers. But I learned a lesson early on when I was a kid. Here's what I learned. There, you know, if you grow up on the streets, you learn how to use the streets to play, to live. You know, it's more than just, yeah, this is your home, this is what you do, but this is your playground too. So you learn things. You learn how to play stickball. You learn how to do all sorts of things. But, you know, parks are known for something called a monkey bar. And a monkey bar is a series of metal pipes that are connected together that kids can go in, climb on, and there's only one place for you to climb up to the top. Only one person gets to be at the top. It's not big enough. Yeah, maybe two. Maybe you can get two if the other person lets the other person up the top. And I'll never forget that, you know, for me as a kid, the first time I fell from the top, and I'm telling you, I don't even know how I'm alive. But what happened to me when I fell from the top? And I came crashing down, bouncing on these metal bars, finally knocked my head, hit the ground. And I remember thinking two things. I remember thinking, oh my God, I am in so much pain. But I'll tell you the other thing I thought. I looked straight up and I saw, you know, that as I came down, four other kids were battling to get to the top. Now, I can't tell you what their names are to this day, but here's what I remember. One of the kids, Joseph, friend of mine, never forget Joseph, didn't try to battle for the top. He literally came down to help me get up. So see, it's not necessarily what we achieve in life. It's how we achieve it. And, you know, I can sit here and talk to you about years of research I did just on that one construct, but you don't need research to know that. We're going to remember how we are helped. We remember very well how we are hurt. You and I were just talking about football. But the thing that's most important about it is if we learn that lesson of that Joseph putting his arm out, not trying to fight for the top of the monkey bars, how does that affect each and every one of us? There's an energy of gratitude there. There's an energy of caring. There's an energy that is indescribable, Sarah. But it is that energy that is so needed in today's workplace. It is so needed in business today. The idea of rebuilding trust, trust in a company, trust in a supervisor, it's really the cornerstone of loyalty and commitment, which actually is not dead. And so that's something for me that I remember, not what it takes or what it took for me to get to the top of the monkey bars, because I'm telling you, I had fallen down. But that particular act of kindness and sharing and caring from somebody that I knew had been dying to get to the top of that monkey bar and could never get up there before me, for him to come down and help me up, that is a memory that lasts your entire life. How many of those, Sarah, do we step aside from? How many times do we not help each other and create those memories? And that's what I'm saying the difference is in the world of media today. Those that are collaborating, those that are helping, those that are looking at making sure they're delivering what the end user, listener, viewer wants, those are the folks that are creating that feel good feeling that never goes away.
That is a really good way to put it. I didn't want to interrupt you because that was really good, Pat. That was really, really good, to a good analogy on what is missing in today's world. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough of that. And I remember a lot more of that when I was young versus what we've been experiencing lately. And it's become a dog eat dog world. And not that it always hasn't been a fairly dog eat dog world. It just is a lot more of it.
It is. And you know, someone said to me, Sarah, and maybe you can comment on this. Someone said to me, Pat, well, geez, you know, that's just the way the world is. Well, you know, really? I mean, is that really true? I don't believe it is, because if it were really true, you wouldn't have companies that are out leading the field of things, right? You know, you wouldn't have organizations, and size really does not matter in this case, but you wouldn't have really these shining stars.
I agree.
That watch things get done. Do you think?
Well, you know, the whole human potential movement, and if you're going to have a high performance environment, it's different. People care about each other, because you have to be able to soar to your highest level. You need to be in a safe environment.
Yeah.
And you just can't soar unless you're safe. And people are safe when they're around others that they care about. Mm. That's what I've experienced personally. You know, some of my greatest triumphs and where I've really performed well is because I've had others around me who are also in that. We were just all feel safe to be, just to be ourselves.
Yeah. And you know, you said something earlier that's really interesting. You know, we were talking about innovation and we were talking about Steve Jobs. Well, you know, ask yourself this question. If you're sitting around a table and your boss is asking you for ideas, the same boss that threatened to fire you if, you know, you do A, B, C, D, or that's letting you know that, you know, people are going to be downsized, and you're sitting around a table and you're asking and ideas are being called for. You know, how open are you going to be to really say what's really on your mind? How creative are we going to be? So while I'm not naive, Sarah, about the changing work, you know, the changing work effort systems in place. What I'm really clear about, though, is that, you know, you can't have your quote cake and eat it too. If you want to rule with an iron hand and rule with fear, then you know, you're not going to be able to flip a switch, as, you know, a dear friend of mine says, flip a switch and expect people to go that extra mile, to really come out of the box, to really create new paradigms. You're going to really groom them to be safe. And in the end, everybody's sorry.
Exactly. You're creating a place where people are scared.
Very scared. You know, scared to the point of physical illness. I mean, it's really clear about the role of stress now at many levels. You know, it used to be only executives got stressed.
Now it's everyone. You know, the thing is that when you're not fearful and you're in a safe environment, it's not that you don't all expect excellence. If you're all expecting excellence and performing at your best, and you're in a safe, nurturing environment, that's when things are amazing. It's this high performance team, amazing environment. You only have it every so often in your life. At least I have. But when you're in it, it's absolutely amazing. And those are the places that change the world.
Oh, there's no question. You know, in the research that I did and ongoing research in our pop culture in the United States, just about every survey ever taken asking people what they expected either from other people or from their workplace or from other situations, right? Almost across the board, the number one answer is respect. In the research that I did, I asked people what they felt their management and their company was obligated to give them, not what do you think would be nice, right? That's a different question. Gee, it'd be nice if you go to the store and you know, buy a container of milk and you get home. Gee, it'd be nice if, you know, the milk is in there. But this is really about, wait a minute, what do you think obligated? What are they obligated? And, you know, I have to tell you that folks were a little shocked when, you know, the survey said, respect. obligated. You know, I believe my boss is obligated to treat me with respect.
We have to take a short station break. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
This is Sarah Westall with Business Game Changers, and we are resuming our interview with Dr. Pat.
Now, why is this a big issue? Because we have gone so far away from even understanding the power of respect in the workplace, let alone what people really are expecting from exchanges.
Well, do you think that we're in a situation that when they do get respect, they're so used to not respecting others in return that they might take advantage of, you know, when is it that giving respect turns into a reciprocal situation, that, you know, the spiral upward of greatness, versus giving respect and it doesn't work?
Some people would say respect always works. Some people would say that, you know, if I treat you with respect and you treat me with respect, respect is always going to work.
So it's respect, but also gentle strength at the same point, right? So respect doesn't mean being soft. It's respectful, but also having gentle strength in how you carry things out.
Yeah, let me be really clear about this because you're bringing up a really good point. You know, sometimes, you know, we sit around and we listen to people like me and you talk. And on one hand, we're talking about transformation. On the other hand, now we're talking about respect. And there might be a perspective that we're coming from a place of weakness here, but we're not. Respect doesn't necessarily mean, what do I like to say? Soft, meaning that I'm going to be almost codependent in my ability to make sure you respect me. No, that's not what it says. And as a matter of fact, you know, when you look at some of the people that I interviewed, some of the people that came back in this research, what these were people that were literally being handled pink slips. And their answer was, look, if you're going to fire me, fire me. Make sure that you say what you're going to do. Make sure that your communication is clear about firing me. Please don't let me find out from three or four people. And please be very clear about exactly what that means, when it's going to happen, and what needs to happen next. So, you know, respect isn't necessarily this wishy-washy, you know, kind of idea. And you've heard this, right?
Oh, sure. That's why I brought it up, is to that big distinction.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, it has very little to do with the perception of how gentle one is, right? It has everything to do with the perception of how dignity is applied to who each person is. That's the difference. That's really the difference. You know, one of the things I walk away from in looking at all of this, and as a matter of fact, I'm writing about it. The book that I'm writing is called Broken Promises. And I wasn't going to write about it. I had done this research work and I had literally buried it. But here's the thing that I've discovered now as I'm coming back and I'm looking at this again. There's hope. And it's not that hard, right? There's hope. There's hope that we can change the landscape of the way people are not just feeling, but the way that they're performing. Who doesn't want the highest and best from people that they're working with? Who doesn't want that? Yeah, maybe there's a handful of people that don't care. But this is really what we're talking about in business. It's very, very clear that customer service, a function of business, was once thought to be a dying, dying entity and a dying, literally a dying performance indicator. And so what do we know today about customer service, Sarah, right?
It's super important, right?
Oh, gosh.
People will pay more for that. Because they're tired of the opposite.
Oh, what did we learn from those phone menu systems that had 16 buttons you had to push before you actually got the thing you wanted?
It was awful.
All those call directing, you know. I mean, this is what we've learned. And, you know, do you know something? Do you know the area of business right now that is doing quite well and really exemplifies, believe it or not, respect, right? In one of the most uncomfortable situations in business. Do you know which one it is?
No.
It's people that do collections.
Oh. Is that because they've been forced to, or what happened?
No, people in collection agencies, and I'm talking about the really good collection agencies. The folks that are in the really good collection agencies have such a beautiful blend of empathy, compassion, and integrity, all lumped together in an end goal to make sure that their business objective is the outcome, which is to collect a payment. Because those businesses that do that well, respect, integrity, right? When they do those two things well and then communicate clearly, their rating is significantly higher. And in the collections business, if you are not good at what you do, you are gone.
Well, I would think that if you treated somebody with respect, they're not going to run from you. They will actually take your call and you're strong with them and firm, but very respectful and show integrity and empathy, but be able to weed through the BS at the same time.
Yeah. So this is really for us. This is why we have a Positive Talk Network, because this is what we've learned. We've learned that, yeah, the law of attraction is one element of it, but there's a certain level of energy. And now we know energy is not something that just woo-woo people do. We know that there's
it's not soft, right?
It's not soft. Energy's not soft. Nope. We used to think energy was soft and, you know, only, you know, we're just in soft conversations. But here's what it is. There's an energy in every transaction we make. Are we going to show up with integrity, respect, honesty, and do the best that we can possibly do in knowing that how we are showing up is for the best for both of us? Or are we going to show up it with a level of deception, a level of non-caring, almost like ho-hum, and still expect to get the positive outcome we want? And science has now shown that it's clear. So then the question then becomes, right, Sarah? Okay, so if we're showing this, you know, positive way to approach life, positive way to approach business, not looking at our faults, looking at what we're favoring, you know, not looking at our defects, looking at, you know, absolutely our perfection, the things we do so well, then why are we not doing more of that? Isn't that the question?
Yeah, let's do more of things that make us great.
Yeah, yeah.
So what exciting things do you have planned for your future? Because we're running out of time.
You know, I have to tell you, I think for me that coming together and building TransformationRadio.fm, which is almost about, I'd say about, like, what day are we in? It's about 8 weeks away. And watching what happens when a group of people come together and create something that's never been created before, especially in the world of radio and media, I think that's exciting to really watch it now finally come to life. And
your baby coming to fruition.
And I'll tell you, it's really a faith walk. It's knowing that what you're doing and how you're doing it is really in line with meeting the needs of people. So that's exciting. And then, you know, to just be awake and aware, to see what that next thing is for us to do, how we can be of more service to help people change individually. Because if we can change individually, we can change the world. I do believe that.
Well, which is what we need to do. We need to change the world. So where can people hear your show?
Right now you could go to transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to take a sneak peek at Transformation Radio, transformationradio.fm, certainly the Dr. Pat Show is the drpatshow.com. And yeah, I mean, sometimes
you have great shows, amazing show lineups. Yeah.
And all you need to do is Google it, because I don't even know where Transformation Talk Radio is on 90 other media outlets. So sometimes when you Google it, or you Google somebody's name, it'll come up on, you know, come up on Zeno, or it'll come up on Spreaker. Yes, it's still all the same.
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's even on YouTube, right? It's all over the place.
It's on iTunes, YouTube, iHeart. So yeah, that's what we're excited about.
Well, awesome. Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Pat.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And you have a great show. And you know, you're one of those folks that has said yes to creating a better place in the world. And that's really the answer to your question a long time ago here in the interview is, that's it. You know, are we all in to create a better place?
Trying.
Good job.
Trying.
And well, thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Pat. If you want to see her show, you can always go to the drpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com and see everything that she has going on. And I want to remind you of what I said earlier in the show. I have this 0% interest rate up to $250,000 program for businesses to help them get some startup funding, to get some new project funding, to get some short-term funding for whatever project that you have going on. You can go to sarahwestall.com and learn all about that. So for now, I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific Time and learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.